Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England Report. Natick Mall added another vendor to its list as it opened Monday for COVID-19 vaccinations. The shopping center was converted to a vaccination site, offering 500 doses per day of the vaccine provided by LabCorp. However, Governor Charlie Baker said it is hopeful to administer as many as 3,000 doses per day in the weeks to come. Appointments for the week are already booked up, according to the state, but other small-scale vaccination sites might still have openings. Natick Mall joins Eastfield Mall, the DoubleTree Hotel in Danvers, Gillette Stadium, and Fenway Park as a novel location for vaccinations. Circuit City in Dartmouth is similarly set to open for vaccinations Wednesday. It will also begin with 500 doses per day, with the hopes of shifting to 2,000 per day in the following weeks after opening.
Boston Calling announced Monday it has canceled its 2021 music festival due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization said in a statement, quote, "The health and safety of our entire community is always our top priority, and there was no appropriate scenario under which we could provide the Boston Calling experience you love and deserve. While we are sad to go another year without the festival, we have our sights set on 2022. Mark your calendar for Memorial Day weekend," end quote. Refunds are available for those who already bought tickets, but requests must be made by March 8th. If you miss that deadline, tickets will be honored at the 2022 festival.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection, known as the CBP, has recently proposed constructing 8 surveillance towers in northern Vermont. Located across the towns of Derby, Franklin, Highgate, Richford, and Troy, along with 2 other sites in Champlain, New York, the CBP has previously set up towers in places across the U.S., including the Southwest, where local communities have seen largely negative impacts as a result. In a statement released to the public, the executive director of the ACLU of Vermont, James Lyall, said, quote, "Vermonters value their privacy and are proud to live in a vibrant, welcoming, and tight-knit communities." CBP's proposed surveillance towers would accelerate the gradual militarization of our region and threaten the privacy, civil liberties, and safety of countless local residents. This proposal should be forcefully rejected, end quote. Lyall expressed that rather than increasing surveillance and militarizing communities, rogue agencies like the CBP should be dismantled and replaced.
A crash in Uxbridge left one person dead and another injured on Sunday. Massachusetts State Police identified the man who died as 31-year-old Robert Bilodeau of Bellingham. The crash happened on Route 146 near Exit 4 around 3:25 p.m. State Police said a 2002 Chevrolet Silverado truck driven by Bilodeau was going northbound when it crashed into a guardrail, veered back across all the travel lanes, and hit the Jersey barrier and guardrail on the other side. The impact caused the vehicle to go airborne and rolled down into an embankment where it came to a stop in a shallow pond. The driver was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. State police believe the man was not wearing his seatbelt. A 35-year-old Millville man who was a passenger in the vehicle needed to be extracted by Uxbridge firefighters. He was taken to UMass Lakeville Hospital with serious injuries. It is not clear what caused Bilodeau to lose control of his vehicle.
Last week, officials at the University of New Hampshire made the decision to shift classes to a fully online schedule in response to the dramatic surge in cases seen since students returned for the semester. The number of cases have skyrocketed in both students at UNH and members of the Durham community. As long as these special restrictions are in place, gatherings on campus have been limited to no more than 6 people. University President James Dean Jr. shared a message on YouTube saying, quote, "The overwhelming majority of the cases we are seeing are from off-campus students. So, I'm urging everyone, but especially our off-campus students, to please follow public health guidelines," end quote. It is likely that if case numbers continue to grow, the university will have to impose further restrictions.
Dive teams were able to recover the body of a missing swimmer in an icy pond in Wareham Monday afternoon. The recovery efforts took hours, but they were able to pull the body out at around 12:30 p.m. Assistant Wareham Fire Chief John Kelly said providing closure for the family of the man was important. He said, quote, "They were present during the time frame while all the agencies worked hard at the task at hand to make the recovery," end quote. The name of the victim has not been made public, but authorities said the man is from the area. First responders from several towns were called to the small reservoir near Cranberry Bog off County Road around 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. Initially, authorities said the middle-aged man had fallen through the ice, but on Monday they told reporters he actually went through the frigid water willingly to go for a swim, something they said he reportedly does regularly. But when his friends didn't see him come out, they called 911. Rescuers were there in 7 minutes, but weren't able to find the man. Police are still investigating why the victim was unable to get out of the water. However, there is no sign of foul play. A historic church in Massachusetts was nearly destroyed due to a fire that spread through the rectory that is attached to it. Lawrence Fire Chief Brian Moriarty says flames were tearing through the second and third floors of the Corpus Christi Parish Rectory when firefighters arrived at the scene on Essex Street at about 6 p.m. Monday. The pastor, who lives on the second floor of the rectory, managed to escape, and firefighters focused to fight the blaze from the outside. The parish secretary, Yvette Chalker, said, quote, "I'm very sad. I've been working there for 20 years. I'm just devastated because it's almost like a home. I'm so sad," end quote. Moriarty said the fire was put out only to erupt again, but crews were able to prevent the flames from spreading to the church. According to Moriarty, the Corpus Christi parish likely suffered smoke and water damage. No injuries were reported. On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Grobman, James Paleogopoulos, Kylie Gwen, and Zainab Kaluskolo, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and we'll be right back with your national report.